Welcome to the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio. And now, here's your host, Dave Parker.
Hello, this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio, bringing to you another edition of the Spirit of the Delaware Valley. And joining me in studio are two very, very important and wonderful guests, first-time guests to Holy Spirit Radio. I want to introduce Cecilia Breen. Hi, Cecilia. Or I'll call you Cece. Hi, Cece.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. And Mom Jennifer, Jennifer Breen. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
And a little backstory. I met Cece and her mom, Jennifer, at Walk for Moms just about a week and a half ago. It was on a Saturday at Peace Valley Park. A nice brisk morning, and that's a whole beautiful endeavor going on to bring the attention to women who may be in crisis or crisis pregnancy, and it was a fundraiser. So I went representing Holy Spirit Radio. Nobody could see me. I was in my bright red Holy Spirit Radio red, I call it. Yeah. Thank you, Frank, for Gary and I both have one. But anyways, that was the fifth time I wore that because it's I just break it out, you know, like, oh, I got to go and look like an enlarged, you know, red guy. Anyways, so I had the pleasure of meeting you there. And after the formal talk, everybody was networking and talking and sharing. And you came up to me and with your mom, I think.
That's true.
And wow, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to bring the attention to why, you know, I invited Cece and her mom here. And maybe I'll just let, after Cece does an opening prayer, I'll do a little bit of asking her what, you know, her organization is all about. So how about you start us with a prayer?
Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together. May our hands gather in unity. May our hearts be in unison. May our souls be in harmony. May our thought be as one. May our ears listen to the silence together. May our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the
Amen.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Holy Spirit Radio family of listeners, Cece started something, and it's called Girl Friday for God. So, Cece, tell our listeners, what is that? And we'll start there.
So, a Girl Friday for God is a girl or woman who gets the needful done for God. We focus on three ways to be a Girl Friday for God. You can serve, give, or pray.
Excellent. And, okay, so what the word needful, well, how did that come up or in the conversation or and when you came up with this brilliant idea and this beautiful idea? Needful, it means what? Someone who has a need to do something or an action, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so what inspired you to create Girl Friday for God?
One day I asked my mom, why can't girls be priests? She explained to me how we were following the example that God had provided. When God became one of us, he chose to come as a man. He could have come as a man or a woman, but he chose to be a man. And like all babies, Jesus was born from a woman. So in his plan to save us, God chose to come into the world the same way that we do. This means that a woman, Mary, played an important part in God's plan. So my mom and I started to come up with a list of all the things that girls and women can do, even though they can't be priests. There wound up being a whole bunch. Like you can be a religious sister, or you can be an altar server, a cantor, a lector, a sacristan, and a bunch of other things. So after we made the list, we thought we should tell other people all the ways that they can serve God. We decided to make a website to share all the information and help girls and women.
Excellent. Wow. And you did this, maybe during COVID, right? I mean, that's what sparked all this.
Yes.
Well, let me ask Mom, through this process you watched Cece and you talked to her, and would she come to you with questions and for advice? And how did you help her?
So Cece is a very inquisitive young woman, and so she comes to me regularly with questions, some of which I can answer and some of which I cannot.
Yeah.
And the one thing I can say about having Cece for a daughter is that she has caused me to look up a lot and learn more myself so that I can best answer her questions.
Okay.
So when she came to ask me, for instance, why can't girls be priests, I immediately thought about when I was a teenager and I had asked my dad the same question.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to think about, well, what did he say to me, right? And so as Cece already mentioned, we focused on the fact that we're following God's example and that we want to acknowledge the fact that God very intentionally created men and women. And so there was a reason for that. And so, again, just because we don't have the ability to be priests doesn't mean we don't have amazing ways to contribute to God's kingdom. And so those were the ways that we started.
Beautiful. So the next question I have is, Cece, when did you start to evangelize?
So at first, I didn't know I was evangelizing. I didn't even know what the word evangelize meant. Basically, I was in second grade, and we got sent home when COVID hit. We were at home, and I couldn't go anywhere, so I wound up watching things online. I asked my mom if I could do a Facebook Live. She asked what I wanted to talk about, and I told her I could say a decade of the rosary, since that's something that we would do each day at school. So that's what I did. Each day, I went live and prayed a decade of the rosary. People would watch along or comment or like the videos, which made me feel more connected even though I was stuck at home. The next week, I prayed a decade of the Divine Mercy chaplet. Then I started to make up my own broadcasts, and I ended with prayers. It was fun because I had something to do, and I learned while I would write my scripts. I always wrote down what I wanted to say so I wouldn't forget what to say. At first, I would get nervous when I went live, but I got more comfortable the more of them I did.
Hey, can I say something? Hold on right there. So do I. It goes away. It gets better. A quick story. When Gary Zimak and I started the first day of the show, and Frank, it was like, wow, it really hit us. Like, oh my gosh, we are going to go live, and we'll be talking to people that we can't see. They're out there. But it was fun. But you get over it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get used to it.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it. I can tell. Okay, keep going.
So I stopped doing daily broadcasts once the next school year had started. I still do broadcasts now sometimes, like on the Sundays during Advent or Lent, or when I have something that I feel like I want to share. I did some videos on the Seven Sorrows of Mary this summer, but I mainly do them on YouTube now.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. Thank you for that answer. Do you kind of miss doing it as much as you did during COVID?
A little bit. I don't really have a lot of time anymore, so I can't really do them as much as I used to.
With schoolwork and, well, other activities. And we'll get to those other activities, because I understand that you're quite involved in things, okay? But we'll get to that. Let's hold that question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Next question. Cece, how has Jesus been a help in your life?
Jesus is always there for me. I can talk to him whenever I need to. I really love babies, and I think it's so cool that Jesus was a baby. You can hold a baby, cuddle, and kiss them. And it's neat to think about holding baby Jesus, especially at Christmas time.
When I read that, that just resonated with me, and it really, wow. It just hit me. And I mean, I was speechless, and that's a lot for me. But really, that is so beautiful. Okay, keep going.
So there's a statue at our church where baby Jesus has his arms out like he wants you to hold him. One day I was looking at the crucifix, and I told my mom that seeing Jesus' arms stretched out like that reminded me of someone who is ready to give you a big hug, just like the baby statue. I love that Jesus died for us so we can have a life with him.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Beautiful. Now, that vision or that in that visual I had about Jesus holding his arms out. Long time ago, when I was young and I met my wife, Barbara, there used to be, this is back in the 1970s, like last century, okay? but it was a statue and it was outstretched arms and it says, I love you this much. Mm-hmm. And it was very popular. Not remembering who put it out and all that, but it's still somewhere. It's not prominent. Maybe I should go dig that out. But it, same idea. And that's what really grabbed me when you said that, because Jesus, our Lord, has outstretched arms on the cross. And that is the infinite love that he has for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's so beautiful. So thank you. Do you have any other thing, before we get to the next question, anything that's coming to mind as we go through this?
Not really.
Okay. Well, let's drive on. Okay, next question. Why do you want to help girls and women?
Well, I'm a girl and my mom is a woman. So it's good if we can try to help other people to learn how they can grow closer to God, like we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes girls might feel left out because they can't be priests. But God created men and women to be different from one another. He also created them to be connected. So I want to make sure girls know that they are an important part of God's plan as well.
Well, thank you, Cece, for that answer. And I think, Jennifer, you wanted to add something in?
Yes, I was thinking about when you were talking about the arms outstretched and when Cece was commenting about looking at the crucifix and mm-hmm. seeing Jesus' arms out. And I was thinking about another moment. That's a wonderful one, of course, about having Jesus give you a big bear hug. Mm-hmm. But when Cece was younger, I can remember one day that she was looking at the crucifix and she looked at me and she said, Mom, I don't ever want to have to do that. And I was confused because, of course, mm-hmm. I don't know what she's looking at. And I said, well, what are you talking about? And she said, I don't ever want to have to be crucified.
Wow.
And I was just really taken aback, right?
Yes.
As a mother. And in that moment, I was thinking about the Blessed Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, how she must have felt that there is her child on the cross.
Absolutely.
And here I am thinking, oh my gosh, like, honey, I don't blame you. I don't want you on the cross either. But that's what we're called to, is to do mm-hmm. whatever Jesus might ask. And mm-hmm. certainly I don't think anybody wishes for that, but to just be prepared mm-hmm. for whatever it is that God
and
has.
And we know as Catholics, Catholic Christians, that we are to carry our cross mm-hmm. or crosses, mm-hmm. small, medium, or large. So, Cece, what strikes me through, since I got to know you a little bit at the walk, and from the notes and the conversation your mom and I have been having, you're such a wise soul in a little girl's body, or not so little now, but when you were like 8, has the Lord and the Spirit always made you sensitive like that and to give you thoughts? And that's what just strikes me, that, it's very powerful. There are people in the world that may not have that, those inspirations or those God talks that you come up with. I'm blown away. You were very, very prescient. That means, it's a big word, that means you're very knowledgeable of Scripture and you're living it, and it's just like in you, in your soul. That's how I feel. Yeah. Mom, a comment like that you shared with us, wow.
Yeah,
and you've seen this.
I've seen this numerous times. There's times where we just have little ad hoc conversations and I'm thinking, she's 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she will blow me away with some of the things that she will say mm-hmm. because they are so pensive, so mm-hmm. introspective, and mm-hmm. it really is. It's amazing to have that privilege mm-hmm. to just kind of look at her and watch her grow, both in her faith and, mm-hmm. just as into the woman that she'll be.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jennifer. Well, Cece, shall we drive on to the next question? Okay, here's the activity one. Are you involved in other activities? And if so, what are they?
Yes, I do gymnastics, which I really like to do. I just started on the gymnastics team this year. Before, I just took classes, but now I get to compete and do new skills. I really like my teammates, and my coaches are so nice. I also take piano lessons. I alto so at two different parishes. Plus, I like to volunteer, and I started to babysit.
Wow. I have a question. Do you work in homework in there somewhere, in schoolwork? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I usually do that on the bus, so.
Okay, wow. I bet you do. I'll tell you a story. Like, remember, I grew up in the last century in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's up on Lake Erie, and we get a lot of snow, so I love snow. But that's an aside. But I never took a school bus.
Oh, no?
No. No. Nowadays, they do, but I would walk to a junior high, then became a middle school eventually, and then my high school. And then my parents moved and we were close enough, but I would walk to and fro.
Uphill both ways, right?
Yes. You stole my line, Jennifer. Yes, people have heard that. That's one of those corny jokes I told you could come out of me. And backwards. And I was a swimmer and I played water polo in high school, junior high and high. But we get out of practice because I'm relating as well as an athlete. You know, I know what it takes to be disciplined and I'm proud of you for that. But I mean, I'd walk home, and some days it was cold because it would be a blizzard or wind was howling, whatever. But yes, it takes a lot of discipline and courage, and then like get home, and I couldn't wait to get home and eat supper. Do you get like that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Always with a snack.
Always have that snack ready. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for listening to my little story. But yes, never took a bus until places later, going to swim meets. So, about gymnastics, what are your favorite routines? Or, I mean, what are you, pommel horse, or what do they have you doing at your age? You have to school me on this.
So, for the girls, we do vault, bars, beam, and floor.
Wow, awesome! And how long have you been doing that? And you were taking lessons before. Now you started in the actual gymnastics program.
Yeah, I'm in the team this
okay.
year. So
awesome. Is that through school or is that
no, it's an outside through an independent gym. Yes.
Okay.
And so she did her first mock meet just
right.
a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
So and what is it? A brandy? Is that the name of the
yeah.
She keeps telling me about the brandy. I don't know what
okay.
that is, but I'm going to find out. So
okay.
Another way she's teaching me to learn new things.
Okay, so. Excellent. All right. Okay, so that's gymnastics. Oh, and I was going to say, because do you watch gymnastics on TV, like when it's in gymnastics season, and or when, well, women's and men's, and the Olympics are coming up, and they're going through all the trials. I love college-level gymnastics. And so I DVR it and stuff. I just love athletics, you know, of all kinds. And I admire people that can do all these other sports, you know, but like gymnastics especially. And I was thinking Simone Biles. Do you like Simone Biles?
Yeah, her routines are really cool.
Aren't they over the top? Yeah.
Literally,
and,
right?
And well, she had to step away from gymnastics for a while,
mm-hmm.
But she's back. She set another world record for, I'm not doing it justice, but went on her comeback just within the last couple of months. She was just phenomenal, I hear.
I don't really watch it on the TV or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I usually watch it on like my phone or my iPad on YouTube.
Well, of course. I do have grandchildren, yes, and my wife has iPad, all the iPads, iPods, and right. Like tomorrow. Tomorrow is a Tuesday, and we'll have the two youngest grandkids, and guess what they'll be on,
devices.
You know? And then sometimes it's like, okay, limit the time, because too much time is not good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but excellent.
But without the devices, we wouldn't be communicating out to people.
Absolutely.
That was kind of what set it all in motion.
Absolutely, yeah? Absolutely. And that is the way of the world now, correct?
That's true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, Jennifer, do you have anything else? I mean, anything you want to put in there about gymnastics and any of that, you know, about her sports and...
Well, the one thing I know is that Cece is very, very interested in being good at the things that she does.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't want to just dabble in things. She likes to kind of take it all the way. Mm-hmm. And so that applies to her gymnastics, it applies to her studies, and it applies to the stuff that she's doing with Girl Friday for God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, the broadcasts. And again, she's the one who comes to me some days, hey, Mom, can I write a broadcast today?
Mm-hmm.
And why wouldn't I, as a mother, want to encourage her to put together some positive content, right? So
Absolutely.
That when your grandkids or whoever it is yeah. out there looking for mm-hmm. the next thing to listen to or watch, yeah. that they have some good, wholesome content.
There's quite a variety, and some of it is not the best. So that,
this is
and
true.
That's what Girl Friday for God, it appealed to me because it's wholesome. You know, and so keep on going with this. Don't stop. Okay, on that, the last question and what you're involved in, you altar serve at two different parishes. So what's that about?
So I started altar serving at St. Maria Goretti. And then a couple weeks later, I got a form mm-hmm. at school. And it was for altar serving at my parish, St. Stanislaus.
Hmm. In Lansdale.
Correct.
Is that correct? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So I started altar serving at St. Maria Goretti, and then I started altar serving at St. Stanislaus, and now I altar serve all the time, every mm-hmm. weekend,
mm-hmm.
Sunday or Saturday.
Well, and that's how you're being a Girl Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Right.
So, you know, it was your idea to do this, but you are also exemplifying it by doing it, you know?
This is
it's
true.
It's action. So, excellent. Next question. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have a little brother. He's nice. My mom had...
Well, wait, he's nice, but does he have a name? What's his name?
My brother's name is Marcus.
Okay. Had to get that in there. Okay, well, thank
you. Well, and actually, Cece is the one who picked out Marcus's name.
Oh, really?
Yes. We were, my husband and I were thinking about names, boy name, girl names. Mm-hmm. We're not the type to find out in advance. And we had pretty much locked down the girl name, didn't have a boy name. We're talking at length. And then one day, Cece said, what about Marcus? And mm-hmm. we both kind of looked at each other and went, yeah, sure, that could work.
There it is.
If it's a boy, it can be Marcus, so...
Very nice suggestion. And so, Marcus, and anything else about family, or is he in sports? Oh, how old is he?
He's six,
he
does swim team.
There you go. I knew there was something about swimming in there. I had a feeling, okay? Now, swimming is good. Okay. So, thank you for that.
My mom also had two miscarriages, so I have two siblings in heaven, too.
Oh, yes. And we always have to remember and pray for them. Were they named?
So they were early miscarriages.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. And they were early miscarriages, so we don't necessarily know if they were boys or girls.
Okay.
But what I can say is that after the first miscarriage, we were blessed with Cece.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a second miscarriage in between the kids. And when Marcus came along, I just felt this sense of contentment,
mm-hmm.
Like everything was the way it was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And so basically what we did was we named each of the children. I mean, we don't know the sex, but what the name was that we didn't use, since
okay.
we didn't find out mm-hmm. if they were boys or girls ahead of time.
Yes.
So we used the boy's name for the one and the girl's name for the other.
Beautiful.
So,
yeah.
So we'll find out for sure one day in heaven, but mm-hmm. We have a Jason and a Bridget.
Okay, so. Excellent. And for the sake of time, let's move on to the next question, Cece. Oh, and condolences and continued prayers.
Okay. Thank you.
Where do you see GF4G going in the future?
I hope we can add more information to the website so people can learn more about how they can serve God. And we have a page on our website called the Girl Friday for God Squad. We want women and girls to share what they're doing for God so that they can send a photo or write in and tell us what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can go to schools or events to talk more about it.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of opportunities going forward in the future that you can take this. So thank you for that answer. What interests you as you think about your future career or careers?
So I would love to be a professional gymnast, so I'm going to keep focusing on that. I also like doing hair, so maybe I'll be a hairdresser. Mm-hmm. I know hairdressers get to interact with a lot of people and talk to them, so I can talk to them, encourage them, and make them look nice.
That's so awesome. Do you have a stylist or a place you go, both you and Mom?
So we go to a lot of places. We try out some different ones. Mm-hmm. So there's no really specific one that we go to. Mm-hmm. We just kind of mismatch it.
Okay, well, yeah, well, good. Well, thank you.
And sometimes Mom's been known to cut the hair.
Okay.
Save a couple of dollars.
Oh, really? But, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it's a straight cut, so.
Okay. All right. I understand. All right. Well, thank you for that. Now, what do you want to tell our listeners before we go?
I would like everyone who listens to this to know just how much God loves you. He created every person to be special, and he wants to have a relationship with you.
That's beautiful. The next and final last question, how do listeners find out more about GF4G?
So they can go to our website, girlfridayforgod.com. That is girlfriday4god.com.
Well, thank you, Cece. Anything else you want to add before we close the program?
No.
Okay, well, I really appreciate your time coming here after school. And Mom coming up here for the first time, and welcome aboard Holy Spirit Radio family. Okay, now we have another family, and so thank you so much. And I'm so glad you came up. Can you do a quick little closing prayer? Oh, I had an idea. You like to do Our Father, Hail Mary, and a Glory Be, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Why don't we do that? Why don't you start us?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And glory be
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Cece Breen and Mom Jennifer Breen, for coming up to Holy Spirit Radio. We will close with A Mother's Prayer by Jackie Evanko and Susan Boyle.
To a place. us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved. A world where pain and sorrow will be ended, and every heart that's broken will be mended. And we'll with your grace, give us faith so we'll